Maestro, you got a program that I find fascinating because all three of these composers, in their own way, changed the course of music. And Haydn, of course, defined the symphony as we understand it.
That's right. And it is really too bad that everybody loves Haydn and the musician and the audience. If they hear Haydn, they play Haydn, they are very, very happy. But it's so seldom programmed in the programs of the symphony orchestras. And that's really too bad because it's something which is very good for the orchestra technique. It's very good for the music. It's very good for the soul and has a surprise every bar. It's a really revolutionary composer because, as you say, he defined the modern symphony before Beethoven. And that was a great thing.
Yeah, the 104 in particular, which we just heard, a beautiful performance. It's almost as if he has nothing to prove anymore. There's a relaxed quality to it that I just love.
Well, it is relaxed, but it has so much humor and so much surprises to offer. And so interesting harmonic connections and interesting treatment of the orchestra, which is really very, very new. And this is the reason why, for example, Beethoven spoke very highly of Haydn. He was one of his pupils also.
In Beethoven's case, now it's 1795 when the 104 was introduced. Beethoven had already introduced his first two piano concertos by this time. He's establishing himself in Vienna. The third piano concerto, and I'm so glad Yefim Bronfman is performing it. What a fine pianist. Some historians date it as 1800, some a little bit later.
Yes, we don't know exactly, but it is a transition concerto, and it's very interesting. The first two concertos are rather in the mood of the time and in the fashion of the virtuoso solo concerto of the time, like Czerny, Kalkbrenner, and so on. This third concerto is a little bit an introduction to the new language Beethoven is developing, and he will be developing with the fourth and fifth concerto. It is I was talking with Mr. Bronfman before, and he told me for him it is the most difficult of the five concertos. Technically, but especially musically, because I told him I find this concerto to be so essential. It's not a real virtuoso concerto, but it is very clean and it is very clear. And in order to achieve and to obtain this clarity, you need, first of all, impeccable technique. And secondly, you need to have your mind focused on the classicity of this concertos, very, very classic, very well-formed, well-constructed. And in this very strong form, we find a challenge.
And then going on to Wagner, another man who really changed everything we know about music at the time, and at a time when he was going through some very interesting things, including being a wanted man in Saxony.
Yeah, that's a very interesting, adventurous life, actually. But, this Tristan is probably the greatest music ever written. From a point of view of the understanding of the human soul and translating it into music, and not only translating it into the style of the time, but looking for a new language in order to explain those feelings. But this changing to this chromatic search for intensity, that was the new thing he developed with this opera. And it is an opera which we don't know in which key it is written. And it is always oscillating between keys, and it's so strange. It starts, and we have a very good point playing this two. The beginning, the very beginning and the very ending of this opera, because we can understand very well the language.
He was also going through a lot of personal things at the time. He was having an affair with Cosima von Bülow, apparently with Matilda Wesendonck, although nobody's really sure about that. And I often wonder, with all that was going on in his life, when did he have time to write music?
Well, he wrote a lot, and it was kind of getting away from his life, kind of finding a parallel life, a different world, a different universe in which he thought to be comfortable. And that's how he writes. He writes things which are not of this world. So he developed his own world.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today